the black boots, that would go okay with the Santa hat.
It, for me,
the Santa hat's what's going to give me cheer. I don't need to wear red. I'm going to have the Santa hat.
I want to write that quote down. The Santa hat is what's going to give me cheer.
Yes.
That's where you get your strength. Like that's Kanye. Enough. Like Kanye in the Make America Great Again hat. He felt stronger when he put that on. You're the same way with a... What if I brought you a Santa hat that has a tiara on it? It's Lee's, but you can wear it.
That sounds dumb. Sorry. But that sounds like going too far.
Judgiest statement I've ever heard.
It does.
That sounds dumb.
But you could tell I had a moment there where I wasn't sure if I should. It I'm sure it's great for her.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure it's wonderful and lovely on her. But on me, I'm not really the tiara type, you know?
No.
It's not really my...
I'll just get you one with two lumps of coal.
I don't really go... Well, the tiara is not the same thing as the opposite of coal. It's not. I'm wearing the hat, for crying out
That's
loud.
That's what's giving you coal. The cheer.
I don't need the tiara on top of it. Yeah, I'll text you later.
That's her way of saying no.
That's her I'll way of text saying- you outfit. I'll text you pictures of outfits later and say, Wicket, please sign off on my wardrobe for the show out tomorrow.
That is a radio wave saying no.
Let's get to the next topic.
Well, no, now you got me sidetracked with it. Now I'm trying to think of what I have in my closet right now that I could. I don't.
As long as you don't wear orange, everything's going to go with the Santa hat.
I don't
hat.
Have any orange.
Well, good. Don't
I have a lot
wear
of
that.
Gray and black and I goth. Have a lot of darker colors. I don't go goth. I just don't have a lot of. I have a lot of green. I don't have any green. Do I?
Go shopping today.
That does not sound like fun. You've been shopping with me. What about that sounds like fun?
You don't want to do... What do you have planned for today? You can't go...
I have stuff to do.
See,
I have stuff.
I understand.
I have stuff to do. Travel planning, very important
Travel
things.
Planning. You can't even just go buy a... Go get an ugly Christmas sweater. Like, just gaudy.
Here's my problem with buying the ugly Christmas sweater.
What's that?
Is that you're going to spend money on that sweater and you're going to wear it once. Like once a season, once a year. That's a waste of money.
You can wear it to the holiday boutique. You can wear it to work. You can wear it. You can wear it at home when you go see your mom for Christmas. You can get three wears out of that.
Maybe. I may not be home for Christmas. I don't know.
You can.
I'll figure it out.
You can wear an ugly Christmas sweater 15 times if you want.
If that were true, I would already have one.
No, you.
And
you
I
it
don't.
Is true. You can wear
no,
it.
No, I would already. If it was so,
you choose
if I could
not to
wear it to so many places. I would have one already.
See, to me, when you get to Christmas, the ugly Christmas sweater literally is part of the rotation.
Here you go to the texter who said, "Just wear Christmas earrings." Yep, that's the answer.
Oh my God.
Yeah, that's those I can go buy.
Oh my God.
I can go buy Christmas earrings.
I'll take that, but I'll bring you a hat.
That's fine.
We have six Santa hats.
People are being. Jerks now on the text.
They don't like Christmas, man.
Hey, Jamie, they make these things called thrift stores.
Yeah,
try one.
Jamie,
I have, in fact.
Go to a thrift store.
That
Jamie.
Still requires shopping, which is not my favorite activity.
She hates it.
Remember, he likes all that stuff more than I do.
I do.
I don't. The shopping is just not as much my thing.
I have two Christmas sweaters on their way to my house right now. I ordered online.
Do you have any Christmas sweaters at home right now?
Mm-hmm.
Would any of them fit me?
No. Look how tall I am.
So what?
They're all long.
That's fine. That would be adorable. You bring a Christmas sweater, and I'll wear it.
Okay.
If you bring one,
I'm bringing you a Christmas vest.
Okay. So, okay.
All right.
Okay. That way. Wait, what do I have to wear under that then?
White.
White
wear like,
long
do you have a white long sleeve?
No.
Go to Target.
I don't want to shop.
You have to drive by Target to get out of here.
I don't want to shop.
Go buy a white long sleeve shirt. That's it.
Everything Target makes is for tall people. Have you ever?
God.
They do. Everything. All the clothes that Target makes is for tall people.
Just come dressed as a pumpkin.
Bring a sweater. If you bring a sweater, then I can just wear like a shell or something. You know, I can just wear like a camisole or something under it. And I can wear jeans and the black boots. Bring me a sweater. I will wear it.
Let's see what I can find.
Bring me the sweater and the hat, and I'll wear both.
Everything Target makes is for tall
people. It is.
People.
Have you ever... Well, no, you're not a woman. I am a short person who... I frequent Target. It's right here by the building. All their clothes are for people that are not my proportions. They are for people... Women who are apparently 6 feet tall and trees. Because they're for tall, skinny women. And that's... I don't have the tall part. I'm just not that proportion. So...
Should we go shopping at Kids Gap? And find you a sweater that's for shorter people?
I mean, I go petite. I go petite. The boobs are probably going to be a problem with the Kids Gap, don't you think?
Yes. I am jealous of people that can shop at kids' stores because you save so much money buying kid size everything. Like, especially like when Lee can buy big kid shoes, mm-hmm. they're like $30 cheaper than adult size shoes. I'm jealous of that. Anyway,
I'm exhausted now.
Thinking about what you're going to wear to the holiday boutique tomorrow?
I wasn't
going
to worry about it. I didn't know that it was something I was going to have to put a lot of thought into.
Coming up next, you're supposed to tell your doctor when you how much tobacco you use. What if you had to tell your doctor about this? We'll explain what one agency is thinking you should have to disclose your use of to your doctor. We'll do that next. You're on a Wednesday. A reminder, Coats for Kids continuing on. Scott Parks was out earlier today. Tomorrow morning, join Dana Wright. She's going to be at the Pride Cleaners, 850 West Blue Ridge in Kansas City from 7 until 9. Drop off any new or gently used coat. You can do it at any area Pride Cleaners or go see Dana Wright tomorrow from 7 until 9.
All right, next story comes to us out of U.S. News and World Report. Adults 18 and older should be screened for unhealthy alcohol use during visits to their primary care doctor. A new task force report recommends guidelines published this week by the Journal of American Medical Association by the United States Preventive Services Task Force states that adults, including pregnant women, should be screened and evaluated for harmful alcohol use. The guidelines also state that physicians should provide people who engage in risky alcohol consumption with brief behavioral counseling interventions to reduce unhealthy alcohol use. The agency found, quote, adequate evidence that numerous brief screening instruments can detect unhealthy alcohol use with acceptable sensitivity and specificity in a primary care setting for adults. They did not find that there were benefits to screen and counsel adolescents. The guidelines say the net benefit of screening and brief behavioral counseling interventions for unhealthy alcohol use in adults, including pregnant women, is moderate. The evidence is not necessarily there to see if it's good for adolescents, if that would be beneficial. So here's what they're getting at. The task force says excessive alcohol consumption is one of the most common causes of premature death in the country. Between 2006 and 2010, about 88,000 people died from alcohol-related conditions, including chronic diseases like liver disease and more acute conditions like injuries from car accidents. The agency defines unhealthy alcohol consumption to include alcohol abuse or dependence and risky drinking behavior. That means drinking more than daily, weekly, or per occasion recommended amounts. And I can get into all that. All those amounts if you want. So they say that doctors during your primary care visit should be asking you questions about your alcohol use.
Don't they already do that? I mean, when I first signed up for my doctor here in Kansas City not too long ago, don't you fill that out already?
I don't remember. It's been so long since I've just had a physical.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like I have a doctor and go whenever I need to go, but it's always the same person. And so she already, I think, knows, you know, what my alcohol or it hasn't come up in a while. You know, it does seem like something you check on your initial intake form, maybe at a new doctor, but they're acting like whenever you go to get a physical, it should include this.
Yeah. I'm trying to think, but now I haven't gone for a second one. My first one was a couple of months ago. And I haven't gone for a second one since, obviously, no need, but I'm sure I will next summer. But when you fill that form out, it asks you about your tobacco use, it asks you about your illegal drug use, and it asks you about your alcohol use. How many do you have per week, per month, whatever it is? And then when you get in the office, at least with my doctor, when you get in the office, they ask you, you know, how much do you have? And I say, well, you know, I have, you know, a couple of nights, I might have two or three, might have a little more on the weekend, you know.
So this acts like a different version of this says the new recommendation is an update of the task force's longstanding position. Since 1996, the task force has recommended doctors screen and briefly counsel adults for unhealthy drinking. And before that, in 1989, it recommended doctors ask their patients to describe how they use alcohol. Now what it looks like they're doing is every time you go, it's something that they're going to ask you about more. I don't know exactly what they mean by screening, but that they're going to give you some counseling while you're there.
If you are exceed.
It seems like you, yeah.
Huh.
Like it's something they're going to get into more than they used to.
All right. I'm going to take a contrarian point of view. If I tell you, if I'm honest with you, that let's say I drink a six-pack a day, not healthy, but let's say that's what I do. and I don't, but just to clarify, if I tell you that I drink a six pack a day and you tell me we're going to get you counseling, what if I don't want to hear it?
Well, you don't have to do it.
You know?
You don't have to do it.
So I don't forgive me, but I don't understand the point of this updated recommendation if I already tell you about my alcohol use, or I can just lie.
You can do that anyway.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you could do that about anything on that form. They can't stop you from lying. People lie to their doctors all the time. So they can't stop you from doing that about whether you smoke or whether you, you know, do anything. So I guess if you want to lie about it, lie about it. And if you don't want the counseling, tell them I don't want it. Tell them I'm okay, you know, with my alcohol use. But I think what they're looking for is the people that are, you know, we've had people admit on the air, you know, that they drink too much. And so they're looking for those people that are willing to be honest about it and then are willing to sit and listen a little bit about kind of what's going on about, well, why are you drinking that much? As the caller said yesterday, I'm going through a horrible divorce.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, then here are some, you know, here are some ways that you can go to try to curb that. And maybe here are some references for change. They said behavioral counseling interventions that they're talking about include in-person or web-based sessions that are usually short. For example, 1 to 4 sessions, 2 hours or less of total contact time. So a couple sessions to try to, you know, I think what they assume is that people, a couple of different things. For the people that don't know that they are drinking too much, it could be pointed out. You know, if they don't realize that what they're drinking is a lot, then a doctor could point that out. And for the people that do realize that they're drinking too much and are willing to admit it, I think they're assuming a lot of those people want help. And now they're getting it just with their primary doctor instead of having to go somewhere else.
Do you think, and this is a question I would love to know the answer to from people, do you know if you drink too much and do you have any want to stop it? And feel free to join this conversation. You can use a fake name. It's a very open forum. But do you know if you drink too much? Like you said, the guy that called yesterday, I think his name is James. He called yesterday and said, I'm going through a tough marital situation. I'm going to go home and I'm a functioning alcoholic and I'm going to drink 9 beers tonight. That seems like a lot.
And he knew it.
He knew it.
And he knew it was too much. And he said, but I don't drive and it's how I'm coping. It's what I'm using to deal with it. Because you think about it, everybody's got their thing.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's got their coping mechanism. And some people's is healthier than others. And it's not illegal. And so it's not necessarily healthy to have 8 beers in a day. I don't know if he would necessarily want help right now. But yeah, you know, this was the conversation that we didn't want to have yesterday because we were on kind of a different track. But do you know? And because do you know what the guidelines are? Do you know what too much is considered, Wicket?
No, I don't think I do. And I'd like to know after the
we'll do it after news because
I don't think I do.
Tell me how much you drink. You know, let's get into whether you even know what's considered too much.
Do you know if you drink too much? Do you know that you drink too much? Do you care that you know if or that you drink too much? 576-7798. If you want to call in and use a fake name, you want to add to this conversation, and would you go to your doctor? Would you tell your doctor at an appointment, I drink 9 beers a day, and I'm coping with this. Would you take the advice? 576-7798. You can also text in at 22980, and we'll find out exactly what too much is. To the phones, 576-7798. New recommendation out there that you should disclose your alcohol use to your doctor. And if you are above the recommended amounts, if you drink more than you should, then your doctor might suggest some counseling to you. What is the number, the excess level?
So what the experts say is that the recommended limits are no more than 4 drinks in a single day and 14 drinks in a week for men, age 21, 64. So four drinks in a day and 14 drinks in a week.
Okay.
So think about, you know, if you're only doing...
It's 2 drinks a day.
Right. So if you're doing no more than 2 a day and you're doing it every day, that's fine. But if you're drinking 3 drinks a day every day, then that's too much.
Okay.
For women and older men, the National Institute on Alcohol Abuse and Alcoholism advises no more than 3 drinks in one day and no more than 7 drinks in a week.
Oh.
Which is a significant difference.
Oh, wow. 7 in a week.
So, yeah. So no more than 1 a day if you're going to do every day as a woman.
I would say, I'll admit that, and I don't think I'm an alcoholic, but 14 in a week, I used to blow right past that. nowadays, with the baby on the way, we don't go out on Friday nights. I might have a couple on a Friday night or a Saturday night as we're watching a movie or staying at home. I think I'm at or under the 14 a week, whereas 8 months ago, I would not have been that.
I almost never drink at home anymore. That's been a change recently. I almost always will just drink if I go out. So no, I'm not at 7 a week.
Not at 7?
No.
Travis, you at 14 a week, bro? Mr. I work out every day?
I don't think so, no.
No? I would have bet the over for you. You're eating right now. I mean, I know you can't answer, but I would have bet the over for you. Just cuz
I don't think I'm even over. Because you said 14, meaning I just have, one a day?
Two a day? Two a day.
Ooh.
Two beers a day yeah. every day of the week?
That's the math there, buddy. Yeah,
no, yeah. Not every day, but Mondays and Thursdays can get kind of...
Football.
Make up for
are different
it.
Just because those are football nights.
5 and 5?
Yeah.
You're already at 10.
Yeah, that's true.
So you've blown by that that number by the time you get to Friday. 5 sevens. And look, I used to be that way, no doubt. No doubt. 576-7798. We're asking you right now, do you know if you or somebody in your family drinks too much? Do you care if you drink too much? As long as you're not out driving, is that the thing right now? 576-7798. Robert, you're on KMBZ.
Hey, good morning, guys.
What's up, Robert?
I think I'm like Travis. Come Mondays, Thursdays, and possibly, early Sundays on NFL days, I might have an occasional, 5, 6, 7 beers between those 3 days. But on the weekends, I mean, I like to be a social drinker, but I might have maybe 1 or 2. But I just don't like going out and drinking because it gets so dang expensive.
Would you stay at home then? I mean, do you have the buddies over and crush a 12-pack throughout a Saturday?
Oh, yeah. We'll polish off a bottle of Crown Royal. Mm-hmm. Pretty good.
Yeah. Do you view yourself as someone who has a problem?
No, but my father-in-law, on the other hand, yes. I'd like to see him get some help, but he will refuse it day in and day out.
Gotcha. Wait, hey, Robert, have you talked to him about that?
Yeah, it's like hitting a brick wall.
What?
And the 14 drinks a week, that's like 2 or 3 days for him.
Huh. Well, good luck with that, Robert. Appreciate it. 576-7798. Now, somebody will sit and listen to this and say, let's see, you have 5 on a Monday, you have 4 or 5 on a Thursday, you polish off a bottle of Crown on a Saturday. Some people would disagree with Robert's assessment that he doesn't have a problem.
Yeah.
Let's go to Mike on KMBZ. What's up, Mike?
Hey, Wicket.
Yo.
I got a buddy. We hold CDL, so we have to have physicals every 2 years. And he went in, and they questioned his alcohol or how much he drinks. And he told them that he picks up about a 6-pack on a Friday. And they asked him if that's what he drinks on a weekend. He told them yes. And they told him that he was a binge drinking alcoholic.
A 6-pack on a Friday?
Yeah.
Does he drink any more than that?
Depends on the weekend. Sometimes we get a group of us out there hanging out, and I mean, more of a social situation on the weekends. But just off of him saying a 6-pack, they called him a binge drinking alcoholic.
That sounds to me that that's a bit extreme, especially with the numbers Jamie just read. Mm-hmm. That said, 14 in a week makes you above the number. But then again, if you're going to crush that 6-pack in a night, that's probably viewed as binge drinking of 4 a day.
Right.
Is the number. Mike, thanks, man. Appreciate it. Let's go to Ashley on KMBZ.
Hey, I just think this is somewhat silly for them to make this recommendation. Every year when I go to my doctor, I have to fill out a form saying, hey, this has changed, that's changed. I've been a smoker for almost 30 years now. Every year they tell me, oh, you need to cut back. And I know that I do. I think people who drink too much probably are aware that they're drinking too much. But my doctor's told me that every year for 15 years since I've been going to see him. It's done absolutely zero good. If somebody wants help, they're going to go get help. Otherwise, it's just going to fall on deaf ears. My husband goes to the doctor and they tell him, oh, you need to cut off about 10 pounds. Has it done any good? No, it hasn't. you're just trying to force people to do something that maybe they do need to do. But it's not going to help if you force them.
Ashley, thank you very much for the phone call.
It's not going to help if you force them, but I don't think you can force anybody. But maybe a little push and support would help somebody go in that direction.
From Paul on Twitter at KMBZ Radio, he writes, you don't have to follow the recommendation, but if you're already ashamed to talk about alcohol use with your doctor, you most likely are already aware you have a problem. If you don't want to talk about it, are you aware that you have a problem and you just don't want to bring it up?
Maybe.
576-7798. Ashley, thank you for your phone call. Let's go to Doug on KMBZ. Hi, Doug.
Hi, how you doing?
Doing all right.
Hi. Yeah, I'm one of those, I drink excessively. I don't find it to be a problem, though.
When you say excessively, Doug, when you say excessively, what do you consume in a day?
Far beyond what the recommendation for a week would be.
Are you going through some tough times, ma'am?
Nope. Medically speaking, it's not good for me.
Over under 12 beers today.
Let's just say beyond.
Over under 20 beers today.
Under.
Under. Okay.
Yeah, but I don't find it to be a problem.
What would you consider to be a problem, Doug?
When it affects your life, like, you know, relationships and your job and all that.
You're employed?
But, you know, it has in the past, you know, when I was above, and I've cut back. But, you know, so, you know, things are better.
Go ahead,
Jamie.
Can
I ask why?
You gotta do it to feed the dragon.
But you don't think there's a problem?
No.
But if you're doing it to fit, and I'm speaking as the daughter of an alcoholic, so it's a subject I know well. So does Wicket. If it's, when you say feed the dragon, that says to me it's a need.
Yeah, it kind of is, y'all.
Isn't that a problem?
You need to drink water, and that's a problem. There's a fluoride in the water. You know, there's a problem with everything.
No, Doug, there's a difference between drinking water and having fluoride be in the water and drinking 18 beers a day. And I know you already know that. It sounds like you already know that, especially when you refer to it as feed the dragon. And that is oftentimes what heroin users refer to using heroin is they're feeding the dragon or chasing the dragon. Are you employed?
I'm employed, yes.
Are you ever sober at work?
Well, sometimes, yeah.
What do you do?
Oh, I can't say that.
Can you give me the industry?
I cannot say that either.
It makes a big difference because the reason we're asking is because I'm trying to think of a job where it would be acceptable to be drunk at work. Because if you're having
let's make this clear. Just because you're drinking a lot doesn't mean that you're getting drunk.
If you have if you drink 17 beers, Doug, over the course of say a night, you're not waking up the next day sober.
It's you talking. I mean, everybody, you build up tolerance and your weight, and that all works into the system.
What do you drink at work?
Mathematical equation.
Do you drink at work?
No, I don't drink at work. No, you can't do that.
Do you realize your voice is changing even as you're talking to us?
No, well, you know.
It is.
Again,
Doug,
can't have people listening.
It's totally you have an accent that is changing on the air.
That's fine.
All right, Doug. Appreciate it, man. Good luck. I suggest getting some help if you're drinking 17, 18 beers a day and going to work. And I hope you don't do anything that involves heavy machinery or interaction with people. Because that's scary. And it is a mathematical equation. And you're not... I don't care your tolerance. If you're drinking 18 beers a day, you're not waking up the next morning sober. And are you ever sober? You know, and I wish Doug would get some help.
I mean...
And not drink 18 beers a day, but...
Even if your tolerance is high, okay? Let's say you're sleeping 8 hours a day,
mm-hmm.
okay? So 16 waking hours a day. Claims he's not drinking at work. So that's leaving us 8 hours a day for him to be drinking.
Mm-hmm.
So we're doing at least 2 drinks an hour for 8 solid hours every day. I don't know
how
your
liver is in trouble, bro.
That is the definition. I mean, you're blowing the guidelines out of the water.
I mean, Doug, get some help, man. When you use the term "feed the dragon," that's an addiction. And again, the question is, do you know you drink too much? Doug knows he's addicted. He used the term. Doesn't care. It's not safe. You brought up liver disease. Doug's going to have one. Sorry to say, Doug, you're in it for the long haul, brother, if you're going to keep at that pace. And I'm not saying don't drink. Lord knows I love to have beers. But 16, 17, 18 beers a day? And I'd pee a lot on top of all the health issues. 576-7798. Got some people on hold we want to get to. We're asking right now, do you know you drink too much? Or do you drink a lot and you don't think you drink too much? The recommended is 4 drinks a day, 14 a week. Anything over that, the experts say, is excessive. Doug drinks 17 beers a day? Wowza. Doug, get some help, man. Please, because we want you on this planet for a long, long time. It's Midday with Jamie and Wicket. We'll get to more of your phone calls. Excuse me. Right back to the phones, 576-7798, talking about excessive drinking. Do you know if you drink too much? Do you care if you drink too much? Are you doing anything about it? We just took a call from a guy named Doug who says he drinks between more than 12, less than 20 beers a day and still goes to work. That's not healthy for you. That is not healthy for you.
No, no. And so there's been a story out about having doctors do a more thorough screening of what your drinking habits are. And if they're excessive, then doing some behavioral work with you.
576-7798. Jack is on the 98.1 KMBZ. Hi, Jack. Thanks for calling.
Yes. Hey, good morning. There is alcoholism on both sides of our family, on my side and my wife's side. And we've always heard that can sometimes have an effect on your children. I have 4 children, 2 who drink too much. And then I have 2 that don't drink at all. And my wife doesn't drink at all, and I'll drink maybe 2 beers at the Chiefs game.
What did you used to, before you had 4 kids, did you used to drink more?
Well, I was in college and a senior in high school, yeah.
Okay.
But I went to a good Baptist college, and they were very against drinking, so I just quit drinking in college and never have drunk as much since then.
Fair enough. Jack, appreciate it, man. Thank you very much for your phone call. Andy, you're on KMBZ.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
All right.
Doug's call reminds me a lot of my soldiers that I drill with at the National Guard. Just a little background, I'm the unit retention NCO over at the Wichita National Guard unit on the Army National Guard. And we have yearly training with our guys about drinking too much, and they put out a climate survey to find out, you know, who and what and the attitude. But, you know, I've seen a lot of those guys. They'll go up there and, you know, they'll throw back a 12-pack of beer on a weekend while we're out in the field, and then they'll get up and they'll start doing, you know, military stuff the very next day, whether it's working on a vehicle or driving or whatever it is. And I drive a truck on the civilian side. I try to stay away from alcohol, you know, as much as I can. I very rarely drink. But it's really a shame to see the attitude of some of these guys, not only the young, but some of the older ones that have been drinking for a while. They just seem way too carefree about all of it.
Hey, and thank you for the phone call, man. Appreciate it. I don't know if it's young, if it's old, if it's whatever. I mean, I've done my share of binge drinking. I'm 37. There are older gentlemen and women that drink a whole bunch every day. I don't even know if it's generational or not. I really don't. Thanks for your phone call, Andy. All right, I caution taking Buddy's call, but let's hear from Buddy on KMBZ. What's up, Buddy?
How you doing?
All right.
I listen to you guys every day.
Thank you very much. We appreciate that.
As far as what Doug says, I got him beat. I drink on average 21, 22 beers a day, and if I'm not working, that's even more than that.
Why?
I've been this way since I was young, young 20s.
How old are you now, buddy?
I'm 52, and I just went to the hospital a couple weeks ago. I had an infection in my colon. They did a CAT scan on me. I told the doctor what I drunk. He said my liver's in good shape. I take 12 beers to work with me. That's my medication. My boss knows I do this. And it's just like, if you give me a Xanax, I will go to sleep. Some people are prescribed 3 or 4 Xanax a day. But my medication is my alcohol. It does not matter if it's 3, 2, or 5%. I like that taste. And I'm not trying to get hammered. And like I said, if I'm not working, I'll start at 8 o'clock in the morning and go till I go to bed. And still get up and go to work the next day. I know it's not good for my body, but that's the way I've been for so many years.
You've been drinking 20 beers a day for 30 years?
More or less, yeah. And 20 is on a low number. Like I said, if I'm not working, I'll start at 8 o'clock in the morning.
What do you do?
I'll just say, put it this way, I do hardwood floors.
You what?
I do hardwood floors.
You do hardwood floors?
Yes, sir.
You install hardwood floors. When you say it's your medication for what?
That, you know, I don't know. I mean, if I'm like, I can wait if I go to the airport and on a plane, I don't have to have one. But as soon as I get on the plane, I want one.
So you have no medical condition except your alcoholism?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
How many beers have you had so far today, buddy?
Well, it's lunchtime. I'm just about done with my second one.
Because you sound like you've had about 8.
No, because I got a lump in my mouth that I need to get biopsied. And so it affects the way I talk, because it's right by where your tongue goes up. This is just me. I mean, like I said, I literally have to have it. And like Doug said, you know, I've gotten so immune to it to where, you know, just like I said about the Xanax, I mean, if I take one of them, I'll be asleep. But yet the doctor prescribed 3 or 4 per person for the day.
Yeah, but again, buddy, I don't care about what someone's Xanax prescription is. I worry about you needing 20 beers a day because that's your medication, even though you don't have an illness that needs medication. Like,
and when you say medication, I think there is darkness and demons that you are medicating.
That could be it. You know, I live in Kansas City. All my family's in Arizona. And I just got my friends, man. But this is my release as far as, you know, it goes. I mean,
you ever thought about getting any counseling or cutting back to, say, maybe 8 beers a day?
Well, to me, when I hear 8, I call that a teaser.
Right. You're making my point for me. Mm-hmm. Have you ever thought about getting counseling or maybe cutting back to 8 a day?
You know, I've never thought about it because I'm so used to, you know, having it in me.
But you're not in it for the taste. If you were in it for the taste, you could drink 20 O'Douls and still be pretty healthy. You're in it for the alcohol, my friend.
Well, the O'Douls, I've drunk some of those before, and them non-alcoholic beers, they taste nasty. I don't know. I mean, I know I have a problem, but I've been this way forever, and it does not affect the way I function. I mean, I know it's bad for me, but even the doctor said for as much as I drink, my liver's in damn good shape.
Okay. Well, buddy, I wish you best of luck, man.